Good Friday morning to you. I'm Brian Neiman, and you know it's been extremely hot here the last couple of days, but it'll really feel like summer this weekend because the Beach Boys are in town. They're playing at Pier 6 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and joining me now is the legendary Mike Love, one of the founding members of the band. Good morning, Mike. How you been?
I'm good, Brian. You know, there's a Brian or two in my life. My son, Brian, and my cousin, Brian Wilson.
I've heard
with whom I wrote so many songs for the Beach Boys.
Yeah, and you were on tour with Brian for quite some time. How did that go? Did you guys get along okay?
Yeah, last year, it was great. We did, was supposed to be 50 shows for 50 years, and it morphed into 73. We had to go overseas, you know.
Yeah.
You know, England, parts of Europe and Australia and Singapore and Hong Kong, in addition to all over the U.S. So we did Meriwether Post last year, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever they call it
now.
Yeah,
that's still Meriwether. Meriwether. Yeah,
okay, good. You never know.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, I told my 7-year-old yesterday that you were going to be on the show this morning and how excited I was to talk with you. And he knew right away who the Beach Boys were.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I thought that was cool because it shows how iconic of a band you guys are. From 77-year-olds to 7-year-olds, your music resonates. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the subject matter is one thing. I mean, a lot of kids at 7 years old, they don't want to hear, really serious love songs.
Right.
But a Surfing Safari or Surfing USA or Be True to Your School or like any number of I'm getting off.
Your phone is ringing.
Phone call
from
a guy who's 10-year-old was on stage with us last night.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's really cute to see children as well as teenagers, as well as young adults, as well as, adults and right on up to the grandchildren. They can all relate to the Beach Boys because of, some for nostalgia, but others for, just the sheer feeling the music gives you.
So, all right, we had the Rolling Stones around here not too long ago. So who's going to go on longer, you guys or Jagger and the boys?
Well, I think it's a miracle that the Keith Richards is still out there.
I heard Barry Manilow the other day, speaking of harmonies, say that he was sad about today's pop music because no one knows how to write and produce a good melody and harmony anymore. What do you think of today's pop music?
Well, Barry's a perfectionist, and the thing is about today's music is it could be anything, and it is, anything and everything. Just any kind of music is possible. My daughter, I have a young daughter named Amba. She loves to sing Ceylon Sailor, one of our songs, and another one called Darlin'. But she'll play a song for me. This is a really great song, Dad. I said, not really a song. It has admittedly some good beats, but there's this guy rapping about dog poo-poo. So we have that kind of rapport where where I can just tell her what I think. And I'm coming from a place where the Beach Boys have always had that harmony component. And that separates us from a lot of groups, because you can have a great lead singer, you have a great song, a great band, but when you start adding 2, 3, and 4-part harmonies, when you get up to 4 parts, it gets complicated, and it's an art, And I think that is kind of what distinguishes the Beach Boys' sound from so many others.
So what's going on with the Love genes? Because your nephew, Kevin Love, plays basketball in the NBA, probably one of the top 20 best basketball players in the world. I mean, my goodness, a career like yours and a basketball career like that for Kevin, boy, you guys got it going on, Love family.
He's been shooting hoops since he was in a stroller.
I bet.
And he's a student of the game too. His middle name is Wesley, after Stan's friend and
Wes Unseld.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's just a history there. And in my family, my dad just passed away a month and a half ago, and he was 95, and he worked so hard. I mean, so there's a work ethic that was instilled in us. So that's part of the DNA, is the work ethic, too.
That's good to know. Well, hey, it was a pleasure talk with you. Have a great show tomorrow night, Saturday night, at Pier 6. Show's at 8 o'clock. And bring your shorts, because it's been very hot around here the last couple of days.
Wear something light.
Yeah.
Especially the girls.
Yeah, that's right. It's all right.
Thanks, Brian.
Mike Love, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for joining us on Maryland Morning News. We'll talk to you down the road.
Good deal. Bye-bye.